The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told this parable. Once there was a man who had two sons. The sons knew when their father died, they would inherit his property. The older son was a hard worker on his father's farm. The younger son did not want to stay on the farm and work. He said to his father, "Give me my share of your property now." The father divided his property and gave the younger son his share. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a faraway country. There, he spent all his money. He had to take up a job with a farmer who sent him out to the fields to feed the pigs. He was so hungry that he gladly would have eaten the pig's food. The son said to himself, "My fathers have more bread than they can eat, and here I am, dying of hunger. I will go to my father and tell him I'm sorry. I'll ask him to hire me as one of his workers." So the son set off home. When he was still far down the road, the father saw him. He ran to his son, hugged him, and kissed him. And the son said, "Father, I have done so many bad things. I am not good enough to be called your son anymore." But the father called out, "Bring out a robe for my son. Bring sandals for his feet and a ring for his finger. We are going to have a feast." And everyone began to celebrate. The older son came from the fields and heard the noise of the party. When they found out what was going on, he was very angry. He said to his father, "This is not fair. I have worked hard, and you've never given me a party. My brother spent all his money, and you're giving a feast for him." The father replied, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I love is yours. But now we must celebrate. Your brother was lost to us, and now he has been found."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. So this morning we have one of the all-time best stories, or parables, as Jesus calls them. And it's perfect for our first Joy Church. It's drama and anticipation. It has wilderness and grace, darkness and light. And it has all the best and worst parts of being family. There are brothers who could just as easily be sisters, and a parent whose heart is worried and he's brokenhearted and yet hopeful, because he knows his sons better than all the other people, and yet they still have the power to surprise him. Stories are our most powerful way of sharing what is most important to each other, to all of us. Adults, you need to listen carefully in a few minutes to the stories you're going to be told by our youngest members. And children and teens and young adults, you need to listen carefully to the stories you hear from our oldest in our church members that are present. And then there are all you adults in between. You in the middle, you need to be the caretakers of all of what you hear in these stories. You have to be like the father. You have grieved some losses and recognized the power of great love, but you will be asked to hear the wisdom from the oldest and the youngest and share it with the rest of us at the end of our storytelling time. So at this point, I'm going to ask Eric to come up, and he's going to give you some story starters, some questions.
So I invite you now to wonder, how do you feel about what the father did? That's the obvious one. That's the first question. In addition, I invite you to consider, which character in the story do you most resonate with? Which character in the story is most like you?
Today.
And when have you felt jealous of someone in your family? And when have you been warmly welcomed back?
When have you come home and been...
When did you return?
Return, that's right. All right, so what you're going to be doing is gathering. Some of you will just need to turn around. Some of you may have to get up and move and join another group of people. But you need to have more than one generation present, and three generations would be awesome. But you need to have more than one generation in your conversation, all right? So you may have to get up and move. We're going to give you a certain amount of time to share those stories, and then we're going to come back as a group. You'll hear the bell when I want you to come back as a group, okay? So, family stories, go. So you might want to go with your a few of you can go with Amy. Some of you can stay right here and go someplace else. So you guys might make a group of your own right over here. Yeah? So, yeah? You guys want to join? We need a younger person here. And you're sitting here all by yourself. I'm going to bring you up and introduce you to some folks. Come with me. Whoops, sorry. Yeah, so there's a couple of groups that look like they've got too many older people. Let's see. Yeah, let me bring you over here. I have one more person who needs somebody to join. There you go, thanks. All right, can I have my two, you guys? I'm gonna put you in a group to discuss some stories. Oh, you were?
Yes.
All right, sorry. You're representing the youth, I think.
Yes, she is.
Chance to tell your stories. Brothers, they're all about brothers. This story is all about brothers.
Brothers or sisters.
Yeah?
You can use either.
Is this all one big group?
No, there's two.
Oh, there's two. All right. Good. This group has all three generations.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what we're going to do is share some of the wisdom that connects us to this story about the prodigal son, the compassionate father, the compassionate first brokenhearted father, and then the eldest son, who really couldn't get out of his own way, had trouble doing that. And yet the father went out and tried to get him to see the light again. So what did you hear in your stories that spoke to this story? Just raise your hand and then speak nice and loud. Right over here.
We are all the oldest.
We're all the oldest. Even our youngest are the oldest. In your little group, that's right. But can we take that and put it on to all of us? Sure. We all have the responsibility for showing people who we are and what we're doing here in following Jesus during Lent. All right. Somebody else? Wisdom. Yes.
So we took from it that it's okay to make mistakes.
It's okay to make mistakes.
Say, I'm sorry. And that you ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. So if when you say you're sorry, the Father or God will forgive you and welcome you home. We get to make mistakes. Actually, a very wise person told me that the best way to success is to make some mistakes, because you learn more from your mistakes or failures than you learn from your successes. So mistakes are our friends. What else? Wisdom. Amy.
From a parent and an educator, the idea of what fair is, and that, you know, not everyone gets the same, it's what everyone needs.
Uh-huh.
Understanding that someone might get more than you because they need it.
Yes. So that was a comment about what it means to be fair. And it's not always equal. It's what the person needs at that particular time. And so it might not be the same. The elder brother might get something completely different now because, you know, the story didn't end where we heard the ending of the story this morning. They went on being a family and they had to get along with each other. So there was some reconciliation between brothers and between father and both brothers. There was things that are ongoing and that's important. Okay, somebody else, back in the back. Yes, stand up. Yes, stand up.
We had get his nose out of joint. It was a little narrow-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the father had the wisdom to come to some basis to collect the family.
Yes.
Score his wife.
Yeah. So bringing the sons together. And there was the younger son was coming home in shame, which is a horrible place to be. Feeling. And that in that those days, they were an honor and shame society. And so we want to invite people by making amends or by restitution, which we call reconciliation in the church, to bring those people back, not to sit there as second-class citizens, but as fully integrated people back into our life. One more.
When I was growing up, I grew up in an era and in a church that tended to think it was better than everyone else's. So when I was growing up, I kind of identified with the older brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. So nowadays, I identify more with the father.
Mm-hmm.
I just want peace. I want to bring the people together. Let's talk.
Let's talk. That's right. We all can be those three people in that story at one time or another. Every single one of us, whether we are the youngest here or the oldest here. And that's one of the beauties of bringing all of us together for church, is that we do have that kind of energy here. So I want to thank you for a great sermon this morning. Did Did anybody back in our choir have something you want to add for wisdom? Yes. Did you hear that word? The grace of God. So this morning at the 8 o'clock, I talked about listening for the grace of God to whisper in our ears, to help us to remember to stay in the light of Christ. The grace of God will take you all the way to Palm Sunday and to resurrection. So thank you so much. And yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want you to hear what she had to say. So there's always those times in families where you kind of want it to, sort of your family to go away. Either they're embarrassing or they're just not where you want to be. You want to do your own thing. But that you have to remember that when you're older, you will still need your family. In fact, that's when you will need them the most. So that's wisdom. I'll let that be the last piece of wisdom. That's beautiful wisdom. Thank you.